This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today from the Pier for Pier Ministerial Association, Pastor Jake Cron. Leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, the page of the day, Maxwell Zickrick from Long Valley. Way
to go. Will you join me as we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one of these men and women and their willingness to serve their communities and our state in this capacity. I pray that you would help each one of them to be able to find great joy in their service. Give them your grace and wisdom as they tackle the many complicated issues that they are faced with, and remind them that you have placed them in this position that they are in for such a time as this. Lord, we also remember today that as each of these men and women serve as legislators, there are also sons and daughters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, business owners, community members, and many other things to many people. I pray for your blessings on each one of them and ask that you would, that they would find your grace and your provision in every area of their lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty May, Mills, Milstead, Miskimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Ott and Ernie, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Wiese, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. For the record, remote participation is Representatives Bordeaux, Fink, Healy, Milstead, Olson, and Weisgram. And this time, I would like to welcome Representative Kirk Chafee to give the Page Proclamation.
House Page Resolution. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 97th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the Page for this intern, for this term. Whereas these Page have served loyally for the House of Representatives of the 97th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 97th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state of South Dakota, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 97th Legislature of the state of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each Page on this last day of service, adopted by the House of Representatives January 21, 2022. Spencer Goss, Speaker of the House, and Patricia Miller, Chief Clerk of the House. Poppy Flasky, Fiella Herseg, Sierra Noyes, Griffin Peterson, Catherine Rausch, Annabelle Stewie, Sierra Stewie, Ashlyn Utter, and And finally, Max Zikrick. Can I get a round of applause for these pages?
I'll take a point of personal privilege at this particular point in time. I'd like to thank my beautiful wife, Ashley, for bringing the kids down. Tomorrow is my birthday. There's our little girl, Remy. This is my little guy, Brody. And that's my oldest daughter, Tegan, in my seat. We did bring rolls, again, from the greatest bakery in the state of South Dakota. It holds the title because none of you challenged me last year. So it's going to stay that way until we get more challenges. So thank you guys for coming. Representative Stevens.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted.
I'd like to welcome a couple of people from Yankton County. We have our treasurer, Daisy Kambeck. And I also want to, Eric, you stand up, Daisy. We allow you to do that here. Yeah. But I also want to introduce our county chairman, Deb Bodenstedt. I want to tell you just a little bit about it. She's a valuable person in our county and a valuable person to our country. She served on our Yankton County Commission, but she's also, I don't know, what were you, admiral or something like that in the Navy, captain in the Navy. She was one of the first women in the Navy to be in charge of an entire base. But what a lot of people don't know also is that she's a deep sea diver, and she was one of the divers that went down when the Challenger crash occurred. And she's been a very valuable person to us in Yankton County and a veteran, and I'd like to have you please give your applause for her, please.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. I just wanted to recognize my dear husband, Mark, who made the trek out today. We have been married for 32 years. It's tough to follow the two previous personal privileges. However, you know, we have been married for 32 years, so that's a lot of accomplishment on his part and my part together, so I want to thank him for coming out.
Will there be an appropriation for a gold statue for that man? Because I think he's...
24 karat through and through.
Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
I have a personal privilege, and it is to introduce to you Wayne and Mary Ann Bierman. They're up on the right here, and they're really active with the Brown County Republicans. I like to refer to him as the godfather of Brown County and District 3. He's a great guy, and he's sitting with the world-famous Dan Lederman. So if you will, say something great to these guys, like give them a round of applause.
Welcome. Representative Gross.
Personal privilege.
Yep, we're going to go over here first.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, would like a personal privilege. Since we're on a roll of introducing great and wonderful people, I'd like you to appreciate the attendance of my cousin, David and Ellen Gross, from Lawrence County.
Welcome. Representative Fitzgerald.
Well, I think Representative Gross just upped me up when I was going to introduce the Grosses, also from Lawrence County. And I'd also like to recognize and welcome Karen Brandt. I just saw her a few moments ago. She is the state committee woman for Lawrence County, and she is also the chairman or president of Republican Women in Lawrence County. So I'm not sure if she's here, but please, let's give her a welcome anyway. Thank you.
Welcome. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the back of the chamber, we have our Spink County Republican Chairman, Larry Nielsen. He's from Tulare. And Jen Berger, she is our Secretary Treasurer, and she's also very active in the Federation of Republican Women, and I am very glad to see them here today. Thank you for being with us.
Welcome. Representative Smith.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like a personal privilege.
Granted.
All week long, I've had this tall guy walking around behind me. I'd like to introduce my son, Jonathan, my eldest son. And I'd like you all to make sure that, you know, if you see him around, make sure he's doing good things. But very proud papa. He's heading back to college this week at Washington University. And I'd like to wish him well. So thank Jonathan for being here.
Welcome. Speaking of people deserving a statue, Representative Peterson, do you have an announcement today?
Thanks for letting me forget, right? Yeah, personal privilege, please. Well, I would like to take a moment to introduce someone most of you know that 12 years ago today said, I'll go on a date with you. And 11 years ago today said yes to us. And just want to thank you for everything. That's my wife, Cindy. She's the reason this thing works for me and for us. And a quick story, you've probably heard me say it. When somebody asked me to run, my brother asked me to run, and I called and I asked Cindy what she thought, assuming she'd say, you know what, no, right? And here's what she said. You can't say no because of us, and you can't say no because you're scared. We need good people like you and Pierre. And I couldn't do it without you. So please welcome Cindy. Thank you.
Welcome. Just had to upstage me on the wife speech. That's great. Can't wait to hear about that later. All right, moving on. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report, respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
A motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on House Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1015 was deferred to the 41st day. Lana Greenfield, Chair. The Committee on House Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1041 do pass. House Bill 1069 amended do pass and placed on consent calendar. John Hansen, Chair. The Committee on House State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1004 and 1025 do pass. House Bill 1063 and 1065 do pass and place on consent calendar. Kent Peterson, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 2836, 3847, 68, 71, and 74, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 6001, opining that the star quilt should be recognized as the official quilt of this state. House Concurrent Resolution 6002, recommending private sector housing solutions. House Concurrent Resolution 6003, declaring April 26 to be Shared Parenting Day.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the reports of the Standing Committees on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1028, as found on page 44 of the House Journal, also local government on House Bill 1076, as found on page 44 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Motion passes.
Okay, all right.
First reading of House bills.
The Speaker declared that House Bill 1075 changed prime sponsor from Senator Johns to Senator Herman Otten at their request. Okay, thank you. Do you want to read assignments now or wait till we know?
Speaker assigns to House Ag and Natural Resources House Bill 1096, House Bill 1092, and Senate Bill 38. To Commerce and Energy 1093, 1102, Senate Bills 36 and 47. To Education, House Bills 1091 and Senate Bill 71. To Health and Human Services, House Bills 1094, 1095, 1097, and 1098. To Judiciary, House Bills 1099, 1100, Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 2, House Bill 1104, 1105, 1106, 1107, 1108, 1109, and 1110. To Local Government, House Bill 1089. To State Affairs, HCR 6001, 6002, 6003, and Senate Bill 68. And to Transportation, Senate Bills 28 and 74.
Continue. House Bill 1101, make an appropriation for the construction of a new public safety regional jail near Deadwood and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1102, reduce an exempt commercial policyholder aggregate premium requirement. House Bill 1103, provide a reimbursement schedule for dental services under the Medicaid program. House Bill 1104, revise the provisions related to the location of courtroom facilities. House Bill 1105, allow for a good cause exception to the time for an involuntary commitment hearing. House Bill 1106, provide for the security and privacy of certain personally identifiable information for judicial officers and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1107, establish a process for requesting records prepared or maintained by court services officers. House Bill 1108, revise provisions related to driving under the influence. House Bill 1109, revise a provision related to the review of the master jury list. House Bill 1110, revise a provision related to the appointment of a guardian and ad litem or a special advocate to represent an abused or neglected child. House Bill 1111, provide for the referral of certain resolutions adopted by the Board of School District.
The Speaker assigns to Commerce and Energy, 1102, to Health and Human Services, 1103, and to Local Government, 1111. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 28, disqualifying for life any person from driving a commercial vehicle who is convicted of a felony offense involving human trafficking. Senate Bill 36, require financial security for the decommissioning of solar facilities. Senate Bill 38, prohibit a grain broker from engaging in certain transactions or activities and to provide a penalty therefor. Senate Bill 47, revise certain provisions regarding money transmissions. Senate Bill 68, revise holiday pay for state employees. Senate Bill 71, revise certain provisions related to the Partners in Education Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 74, revise provisions regarding out-of-service motor carrier violations.
Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1046, revise the disposal fee for large-scale solid waste disposal facilities operated by political subdivisions.
Consent calendar items are items that have made it out of committee with no opponent testimony and no dissenting votes. They are not debatable, but questions are allowed. Are there any questions right now about the consent calendar items? Hearing none, the question for the body is final passage of the consent calendar items. All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote?
Representative Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Bordeaux votes aye. Representative Fink.
Fink votes aye.
Fink votes aye. Representative Healy.
Healy votes aye.
Healy votes aye. Representative Milstead.
Milstead votes aye.
Milstead votes aye. Representative Olson.
Olson votes aye.
Olson votes aye. Representative Wisegram.
Wisegram votes aye.
Wisegram votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 65, nays 1, excused 4.
Consent calendar items, having received an affirmative vote of the members-elect, I hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer the balance of today's calendar to Monday, January 24th, the 9th legislative day.
A motion having been made seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Announcements. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs will meet Monday morning at 7:45 in room 414.
Thank you. Representative Beal.
Mr. Speaker, House Commerce and Energy will meet Monday at 10 a.m. in room 464.
Thank you. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet in the usual room at 8:30 to hear from the Department of Education.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education, bright and early again, 7:45 a.m. Monday morning, room 414. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet Monday at 10 a.m. in room 4.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Reimer. A motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Have a great weekend.